Hello, and welcome to Session 3 of the QWS tutorial. If you remember from last time, I recorded a song, but didn't do any editing. In this session, I'll introduce you to some of the editing facilities in QWS, such as the Quantize tool and the Note Editor. And I'll also briefly demonstrate how to transpose a song, that is, change its key. So let's get started. I've opened QWS, and I've reloaded the song, and we're ready to go. Let's start with the drum track. If I just solo the drum track, so I'm cursoring down.
Bass 2, drums 10, colon, out, dash, A, USB, MIDI, S.
And I press S for solo.
Plus drums 10, colon, out, dash, A, USB, MIDI, SP, 3 of 6.
Remember, the plus sign indicates the solo. I'm going to put the metronome on, F4.
F4.
And play that from the beginning.
Space bar.
And you can hear it's not exactly on the beat all the time.
Space bar.
Okay. So the first thing to do is to try and get the drums on the beat. There's a tool for this. It's called Quantize. There's a number of tools on the Tools menu, which, if you like, will do the same kind of editing to all the notes in a track or a portion of the track. Quantize will move the starts of notes so they're more on the beat. Let's press Tools, Alt-T.
Tools menu. Transpose dot 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 T shortcut T 1 of 13.
And cursor down to Quantize.
Change velocity, time glide, time mix, quantize dot 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 Q shortcut Q 5 of 13. Quantize. Beat division colon, 4 edit shortcut P.
Most of the tools bring up dialogues asking you for settings. In the Quantize, we have three settings. The beat division, which is how many points during a beat are considered on the beat, if you like. So if you play in quarter notes or crotchets, that's one position per beat. If you play in eighth notes or quavers, that's two positions per beat. If you play in 16th notes or semi-quavers, that's four positions per beat. I'm going to be safe with these drums and use four, which is the default.
Percent strictness colon 100 edit shortcut S.
Percent strictness. This is how strictly onto the beat things will be moved. If you say 100%, things will be moved right onto the beat. If you say 0%, then they won't move at all. 50% then, for example, will move things halfway from where they currently are to the strict position. Finally,
percent swing colon, 0 edit shortcut W.
You can swing things. I don't need to do that with this, so 0 is good. Okay, the dialogue.
Tutor 01.mid-quick-windows sequencer.
Now I'm going to play the drums again with the metronome still on.
Space bar.
Absolutely on the beat.
Space bar.
So now if I play the whole song, I'm pressing Control U to unsolo unmute.
Drums 10 colon out dash A U S.
And from the beginning, play.
Space bar.
It becomes obvious that other Space tracks bar. Are not in time. So let's do the same trick with the bass.
Bass 2 colon out dash A USB MIDI spot.
I'm pressing Q, the shortcut key for Quantize.
Quantize.
And I'm accepting the defaults.
Tutor 0.
Let's check it now.
Space bar. Space bar.
And now my bass is in time. Now let's have a look at this piano. I'm going to solo it.
Plus piano one.
With S. Now this piano needs a bit more work than just quantizing. So let's quantize it to start with.
Quantize.
Now, here's a good case for strictness. If I give the strictness is exactly 100%, as we have with the bass and the drums, the piano begins to sound a bit mechanical. Listen to this.
Space bar.
Everything's exactly on the beat. I'm going to undo that with Control Z and then quantize again, but this time I'm going to use a strictness of 50%.
Percent strictness colon. No selection 5, 0.
And listen again.
Space bar.
It's very subtle, but it gives a little bit more feeling. Now, there were some more errors in that piano part. Let's move forward.
Space bar. Space.
Did you hear an extra note there that shouldn't have been there?
Space.
I basically need to delete that note. Well, I could use the delete notes tool to get rid of the offending note, but that would rely on me, first of all, knowing what the note is, and secondly, it would be a little bit heavy because it would delete all notes of a particular kind. So for this job, I'm going to introduce you to the note editor. It's on the edit menu, and the shortcut key is Control K.
Note editor, C4 control.
It's basically what they call a piano roll control. So vertically, we have the note, and I can cursor up and cursor down.
C#4, D4.
Oh, look, there's a note there. It even played it.
D#4, E4, F4.
And if I cursor left and right, it's like going backwards and forwards in time. Now, it's very important in the note editor to read the status bar.
Start colon 42.000 chan colon 1 key colon 65 vel colon 101 len colon 0.014 ins.
Wow, that's quite a lot to take in there. Basically, the start is the where your cursor is, the channel is the channel number, and you've got the key number, which is the MIDI note, you've got the velocity, which is how loud it is, and you've got the length, and you've got ins or mod, which is basically whether you can insert a note or whether you can modify a note. Well, we don't need to go into all the details of that quite yet. What I want to do is find my offending note. So I'm going to press Alt left and Alt right. Alt left and right moves to the next and previous notes rather than by time. I've turned the voice off so we can just hear the notes. There it was, that one. The easiest way of getting rid of it is just by pressing Delete.
Delete.
Just press Escape to exit the dialogue.
Escape.
And we're back into the main view. Let's just play it again.
Space bar. Space bar.
And that sounds nice and clean. There's another note which is wrong somewhere else. Let's find it.
Space bar.
In fact, let's find it with the find command. I know this time that I pressed an F natural. My finger slipped off the F sharp. So I'm going to press find, Control F.
Find. Find what colon? Note pull down list box shortcut F.
Find note. Yes, I want to find a note.
Number colon 60 edit shortcut N.
Well, it's asking me for a note number. You can either type in the MIDI note number, or you can type the note name. Or you can just press the note on your keyboard.
No selection F4.
F4.
Tutor 01.mid-quick windows sequencer.
And let's press space.
Space bar. Space bar.
So let's edit that one out as well. So Control K.
Note editor. C4 control.
And I'm using Alt right to find it. There it is. Delete.
Delete.
Escape.
Plus piano 1 colon out dash a USB MIDI spo.
And play it again.
Space bar. Space.
Nice and clean. Now, another thing I noticed about the piano was at the very beginning, control home, some of the notes are a little bit too quiet. We can correct that in the note editor as well. Control K.
Note editor. C4 control.
Now let's go and find some of these quiet notes.
D3.
Well, the first one is a bit quiet. Now, rather than deleting a note and inserting a new one, I'm going to modify that. If I read the status bar, listen for the velocity.
Start colon 0.004 chan colon 1 key colon 50 vel colon 29 len colon 3.055 mod.
Velocity 29. That's a bit quiet. Well, I'm going to press V for velocity.
V.
There's lots of ways to modify settings in the note editor. This time, I'm just going to press Enter.
Vel. Velocity colon 29 edit shortcut V.
And I'm going to type in a new value, 80.
Zero. Note editor. D3 control.
Much more definite. Move to the next one.
D4.
That's another quiet one. I've already pressed V, so I don't need to do it again. This time, rather than pressing Enter and typing in a value, I'm going to use the function keys F5, F6, F7 and F8. F5 decreases the value, F6 increases the value, F7 and F8 decrease and increase by larger steps. So I'm going to press F8.
F8.
That'll probably do it.
F#4.
And so with Alt-Right and F8.
F8. New line gap. D3.
That'll probably do it. Escape.
Escape.
And start again.
Space bar. Space.
Okay, that's good. Let's unsolo the piano with S and play the whole thing.
Spacebar. Space.
Now, one other thing I noticed there was there wasn't actually a bass drum on the very first beat. So let's go down to the drums.
Bass 2, drums 10, colon, out, dash, out.
Go to the beginning, control home. Into the note editor, control K.
Note editor. C4 control.
And let's have a look at the drum track. Alt right and alt left, just as good in the drums as they are in the piano. Ah, there is a drum. Just very quiet. So V again, and F8, and alt right, and F8. Escape, and play it again. That's better. Now I'm bored of the key of D major now. I want to actually transpose the whole piece into E-flat. That's one semitone up. There's a tool called Transpose, and I'm going to introduce you to the Apply to All Tracks, which again is on the Tools menu.
Tools menu. Apply to All Tracks shortcut A13 of 13. Tutor01.mi.
What Apply to All Tracks does is basically whatever you do with one tool will be applied to all unmuted tracks. In this case, for transposing, I want to transpose all the melodic instruments, but not the drums. So I'm going to mute the drums right now with M.
Exclamation drums 10 colon out dash A USB MIDI SP 3 of 6.
And now I'm going to press T for transpose. It's also on the tools menu.
Transpose. Transpose colon minus 1 to edit shortcut T.
And I'll type in 1.
No selection 1.
And enter.
Tutor01.mid-quick.
Now I've finished with the Apply to All Tracks. I'm going to turn that back off again.
Tools menu. Apply to All Tracks. Checked shortcut A13. Tutor01.
And play my song.
Spacebar.
Ah, need to unmute the drums.
Drums 10 colon out dash A USB MIDI SP 3 of 6.
Okay, well I've done all the editing I want to do for that song, so Ctrl+S to save. For the rest of this session, let's look in more detail at the note editor. So I'm doing a new file with Ctrl+N.
Untitled-QuickWindowsSequencer, list box.
And then I'm going to make a new track with Alt-K-I.
Track menu, Untitled-QuickWindowsSequencer, --colon-out-AUSB-MIDI-SPO.
And I'm going to do track properties, alt enter.
Track properties, name colon, blank line edit.
Quickly fill this in, piano.
P-I-A-N-O. Channel colon, no selection 1. Port colon, program colon, no selection 0. Back volume, band, reverb, call, OK button.
And we have a piano. The track is actually blank, it's just got the track properties set. I'm going into the note editor, control K.
Note editor, C4.
As I already mentioned, vertically we have the notes.
C#4.
I'm pressing cursor up.
D4, D#V4, F4.
And horizontally we have time. But the important thing is to read the status bar.
Start colon 0.000 chan colon 1 key colon 65 vel colon 80 len colon 0.048 ins.
Again, quite a lot to take in there. The start 0.000, that's where the cursor is. Beat 0. And subdivisions of beats are called ticks, and we're right at the beginning, so 0. MIDI channel is 1. The key number is 65. Well, that was the F that we heard.
F4.
and the velocity is 80, which is moderate, and the length is 0.048. That's actually a quarter of a beat, or a 16th note. And then the ins or mod at the end is to insert or modify a note. At the moment it says ins, which means I can insert a note either by pressing the insert key or by pressing the letter I.
F4.
And the note immediately is sounded. Now if I cursor up and down,
F#4, G4, F#4, F4.
Whenever the cursor lands on a note, it plays. I can insert some more notes. I'm just going to cursor down.
C4. B3. F3.
There's an F major chord. And if I cursor to the right.
Gap, 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 gap.
I've done it four times. I'm going to read the status bar. Remember I said I was in quarter of a beat? So now if I press the status bar.
Start colon 1.000 cham colon 1 key colon 53 vel colon 80 lim colon 0.048 ins.
Now the interesting thing now is I'm at position 1.000. Inserted another note. So I'm going to escape from there.
Untitled dash quick windows sequencer.
We're back to the main view. And if I press play, unsurprisingly, we hear the following. Now, let's go back into there. Control K.
Note editor, C4.
Read the status bar.
Start colon 2.000.
Position 2. Now I need to go back to the beginning. Control Home.
C4.
The next keys I'll introduce you to are Alt Left and Alt Right. These move rather than just vertically and horizontally. They skip to the next and previous notes. So I'm pressing Alt Left.
F3.
Alt Right.
F3.
Finally, the other navigation keys in the note editor are the Control key plus the cursor keys. Control Left and Control Right move by one beat, no matter what the snap value is. Come on to that in a moment. And Control Up and Control Down, rather than moving by a semitone or one step, move by a whole octave. So I'm pressing Control Left and then Control Up, and you can see I jump the whole octave. Now the interest comes when I start to edit the notes. Well, there's two main ways to do this. You can either enter a direct value into a dialog, or you can use the increment and decrement keys. Either way, once you've made the edit, the note will be played again so you can hear the change. To select which attribute of the note you want to edit, you press S for start, C for channel, K for key, V for velocity, that's how loud it is, and L for length. And whichever key you press, it remains in effect. So if you want to change a number of velocities of notes, you only have to press it once. So I'm going to press K for key. Now, recall currently, reading the status bar.
Start colon 0.000 cham colon 1 key colon 65 vel colon 80 lim colon 0.048 mod.
The key is 65, and mod at the end tells me I can modify a note. So, if I press E for edit, or just enter, a dialog will pop up.
Key colon F4 edit.
And it says key F4. F4 is the current value. I can either enter a value into the box, like F5.
No selection F5.
And press enter.
Note editor F5.
Or let's do it again a different way.
Key colon F5 edit.
I can just press a note on my keyboard.
No selection C5. Note editor C5.
Or if I was really technical.
Key colon C5 edit.
And I had to remember that number 65 which we had earlier.
No selection 6-5. Note editor F4.
Now then, you don't have to use that dialog. We can use the increment and decrement keys, as I mentioned earlier. F5 takes it down one step. F6 takes it up a step. F7 goes down an octave. And F8 goes up an octave. Well, I'm going to put it back to where it was. Now, exactly the same principle applies for velocity. So I'm pressing V.
V.
And I can either press E or enter for the edit dialog.
vel, velocity colon, 80 edit.
And I can type in a number, like,
no selection 4, 0. Note editor, F4.
And it's a lot quieter. Or I can press the F5, F6, F7, F8 increment and decrement keys. F5, gradually getting quieter. F6, getting louder. F7 and F8. With F7 and F8, it's now a jump in velocity of 10 steps rather than 1. So you can do the same with length. Pressing L.
L.
And then if I press Enter.
Len. Length colon. 0.048 edit.
0.048. That's the length of the note in what we call beats and ticks. 0 beats and 48 ticks is a 16th note or a semiquaver. So if I say 1.
No selection 1.
And press Enter.
Note editor. F4.
You'll notice it's got a lot longer. Or I can use the F5, F6, F7, F8. F5, it's got shorter, and it gets longer. Now, F5 and F6 are currently taking it by 48 ticks, 16th notes or semiquavers, and F7 and F8 will take it by 1 beat. And if you go too short, you get that standard Windows beep. So you can change the start value in the same way with the S, and then you can either use the Edit dialog, or you can press the F5, F6, F7, F8 increment and decrement keys. The best way to find out where it is, of course, will be then the status bar. So what are these beats and ticks? How many ticks are there in a beat? Well, the mathematically minded among you might have worked out that there are 4 16th notes in a beat, or a quarter note. So 48 times 4 is 192. So an eighth note is 0.096, and a dotted eighth note is 0.144. All these numbers are, by the way, in the QWS manual in the reference section. I should add that these numbers are not decimal numbers. They're just a number of beats followed by a dot followed by a number of ticks. Now, this value of 0.048, moving by 16th notes, is also called the snap value. If I press the letter P,
snap to colon, 48 edit.
48 ticks. I can change that if I want to. 64 is another value for working in triplets.
Note 4. Note editor, F4.
Now if I press F6, now read the status bar. Remember, I'm still adjusting the length.
Start colon 0.000 chan colon 1 key colon 65 vel colon 65 len colon 0.064 mod.
And it now tells me my note is 0.064. Two other useful features in the note editor. Let's assume I found a note which I really like this one.
C for 3.
A, which I just did with Alt and left arrow. M memorizes it.
M.
Memorizing it basically means if I move off that note, for example,
A2, G hashed G2, F hashed F2.
I move down with a combination of down cursor and control down cursor. Press the status bar.
Start colon 0.000 chan colon 1 key colon 41 vel colon 80 len colon 0.048 ins.
Ins for insert, remember? And it's remembered the values of that previous note. And I can press insert. And it's there. And the final thing you can do with the note editor is to delete notes, which is particularly useful, I find, when clearing up my playing after a live session. You just move on to the note.
F3.
And press D, or delete.
Delete.
So coming out of the note editor with escape.
Untitled-Quick Windows Sequencer.
I can now play my short composition. So one of the practical uses of the note editor, apart from editing, I find sometimes is for putting in drum tracks. So let's create another new track with Alt-K-I.
Track menu, Untitled-Quick Window.
And I'm going to quickly set the properties with Alt-Enter.
Track properties.
The name, drums.
D-R-U-M-S. Channel.
The channel.
No select 0.
10. Drums are normally on MIDI channel 10. And bad practice, but I'm going to leave all the rest of this dialogue.
Untitled-Quick Windows Sequencer.
Now if I go into the note editor.
Note editor, C4.
And if I insert now, a drum sound comes up.
C4.
And I can use the same thing with K for key and V for velocity and the F function keys.
B3, a hash 3.
And so on, and all the different drum sounds will play. The bass drum is on MIDI note C2. So let's just press
C2
on the keyboard. And I'm going to press insert and then control right twice.
End of line.
And insert. And again twice.
End of line.
And insert. And control right twice.
End of line.
And insert. Now, I'm going to press left twice.
Gap.
And insert again. And now V for velocity.
Gap.
And F7. Three times. And I'm going back to the beginning with control home. I'm moving up to D2.
C#2, D2.
And I'm pressing control right once.
End of line.
Insert. Control right twice.
End of line.
Insert. Control right twice.
End of line.
Insert. Control right twice.
End of line.
Insert. Control home. And moving up to the hi-hat, which is on
F#2.
F#2. And I'm going to press insert. Right cursor twice.
Gap.
Insert. All the way along.
Gap.
And 16 times in total.
Untie.
And now if I play my piece, control home to go to the beginning, and play. And you can see how I can build up a basic drum beat with that. Well, that just about wraps things up for this time. I hope you've enjoyed it, and hope you can now do some editing on your songs. See you next time.